Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media TV. Thank you to my thank you for coming to my podcast. I just wanted to update a few things missing out. And the first one was the phone works when the sheriff can call me. The sheriff called me, tell me they're ready for a warrant. So the lawyer did not go down there and present the results of my waiver that I gave the police back in the beginning of the case. I didn't think they were involved at all at that time, or just confused about what took place out there. I gave them a waiver, then we got to see the video. They begged me for that waiver. Oh, please, please. Like kids wanting candy. Oh, we'll get you a better lawyer. And then the better lawyer told me, go ahead, sign it. Even if you regret it. Something of that nature. I wanted to have respect all the way around for everybody involved. There was no blame to be placed at that time or who did what. Wasn't any evidence in. No videos, no nothing. That was the waiver point, 45 days or whatever. They were saying, people like you, we don't have time for whatever, how they say that nowadays. And then it got to 3 days, and then they needed that waiver. I put it back in. They didn't get it out in time. They gave 1 week turnaround, nothing. So we're looking to find out what happened with that tomorrow. Maybe they can get that all sorted out. That's what I'm hoping. Jimmy Panetta said, go back to the police. When the CIA, FBI get done doing what they're doing, they leave you alone. That's just what he said. I told him he didn't understand what I was talking about. He said, oh, we don't want to get involved in that stuff, whatever, something like that. He probably doesn't handle that aspect of it. I don't know. I was told to put out another letter. Kamala Harris has the oldest internet systems, I guess, in the world. She wants a fax machine. Ain't nobody got no fax around here, so I don't know if I can get her the papers again. I'd have to crawl back up there with my broken foot. I signed in at the desk with the security guard. With my ID. So there should be some record. Somebody I was over there. That should be good enough to put in to work that thing out. The Santa Cruz DA could hold court. Without me being there. They could fix all this stuff without me being there. That's how the system really works. But yes, that's what we're dealing with right now. In the same situation, I defended myself in the court of law. I should have the right to do so. They should respect the paperwork, no matter where they get it from. There's a lot more stuff down there. I don't have to show it to you. It's to be public record. But I'm the last person in the courthouse. It's just me in an empty gallery of galleries area, and the sheriff and the DA and me. I'm thinking, wow, they could say something stupid and I disappear. That's what they said at the hospital. Two people sign a piece of paper. You won't go nowhere. Social worker and a doctor. And you're not going anywhere. That scared the daylights out of me forever. So I don't feel the same way about this country. And I'm definitely going to be renouncing my citizenship if that's the only safety I'm going to get from him and his friends. I didn't ask for this. I was offered a job. All this just jumped into it. Once again, I don't appreciate it. Sick my own country on me with a bunch of lies. So once again, thank you very much for coming to my podcast. I'm just trying to get some things across to some people that may understand what's going on, because quite a few really do, and some that don't are acting like they don't. Thank you.